Blog Talk Radio.
Girls hitching hallelujah, 'cause I'll tell punk gon' give it to you. 'Cause I'll tell punk gon' give it to you. 'Cause I'll tell punk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on, don't believe me.
Coming to you live from National College Studios. It's Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab, along with
DJ Bird
and my man, my special guest tonight. Man, introduce yourself, bro.
Man, Boney, man. BLB, you heard me?
Okay, man. You know what I'm saying? The dude Boney got some heat out there, y'all. Y'all need to check him out on his YouTube page. Go ahead, get your YouTube channel. Go ahead, let him be known,
bro. The Boney channel, man. The Boney channel, man. Look up Boney space BLB. Be the Boney channel on there, man. Definitely tune in, man. Straight real shit.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, anybody that's looking for some good street music, you know what I'm saying, listen to a good street tale, you know, listen to my man's. Oh, we got a call right now. All right. Caller, you on the air? Okay. Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? For any more callers out there, call 347-934-0579. Party people, you know what I'm saying? And start the show off. We got to send a big shot rest in peace to the Bay Area legend, the Jacka. He was murdered last night in Oakland, California. And, you know, I'm sending out praises and prayers to all his family out there, you know what I'm saying? San Francisco, Bay Area legend. Been putting down great music for years. If you don't know him, go Google him, go YouTube his music, you know what I'm saying? Quality street music. And said that, you know, another brother has fallen short from the street violence. You know, we got to stop killing each other on the streets or on the beats. We need to stop this, you know. Everybody, let's just love each other, all right? You know what I'm saying? So it goes down like that, you know. Hate to say it.
I don't know about on the beats, man. That's what I go for.
You
man.
Know, we got kill on the beats, but not, you know. I understand, we can't be killing each other, you know, yeah, on the streets. Yeah, you know, because hey, that's what they want us to do. Kill off one another.
You got everybody killing us, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
KKK, they still love killing the nigga. Got the government, got the police.
Hey, man.
Mexicans want to kill a nigga.
Hey, man.
Fucking niggas want to kill a nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to wake up on that shit.
Yeah.
They need to see it, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's the sad thing about it, you know. Boo the Patriots. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Boo to the New England Patriots. I ain't like y'all since y'all released Randy Moss anyway, so that's another reason why I don't like y'all. Boo.
Man, let's talk about this last play, man.
Man.
Seahawks did, man.
Dog, they jerked my boy. Man, shout out to Marshawn. Hey, big up Bay Area.
Yeah, man, for real, like, ain't no way he don't get this ball on this 1 yard line. After y'all was down on the 4 yard line, he gives you 3 yards. You think this man ain't gonna give you another three? You know, you only need one.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You know, it was ridiculous how the game was ended. You know, they didn't want to give it to. That's like you didn't
want
to give the ball to Kobe.
They said something about they didn't want to be MVP. Neither of the they knew if he had got there, he was MVP all day.
Yeah, they don't want him to be MVP.
So that's why they try to put it in Wilson's hand.
He's a threat.
One thing,
Willie,
you don't throw
Beam
that ball
that
on the 1 yard line.
You hear me? I was Willie Beaming the motherfucking coaches, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
Real, man.
Yeah, change up that play
in the huddle. Like,
or,
man, you going
even
in,
told
man.
Him to play, but audible out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, man, you had to.
It ain't smart. It don't make no sense. If it don't make no sense, man, come on, man. That went through about three people before it even made that play snap. You see,
still,
man, that's the
you
bad thing
about
it.
You put their defense to work, man. Man, run that ball, man. Make their defense work so hard to keep him from getting in that end zone.
And Lynch, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
They don't call him beast mode for nothing.
Come on. But they want Cage to be. See, that's That's what they do. They want Cage to beat. They don't want Leach to beat.
They barely got the catch off.
Yeah.
Come on. Hit off the leg and shit. So after that, nigga, why would you want to give it back up? Why would you even risk it again? Why would you risk a pass again?
Right. Hey.
Come on, nigga.
Why?
I'm telling you, man.
That's the sad thing about it. YXY.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And congratulations, but also a big middle finger to the NFL. Y'all once again played our black athletes to the side and not wanting the black team to win and get the good old American boys on to win. You know what I'm saying? America's team. See, that's what they are anyway, the America's team.
Yeah.
You know, they skip all their cheating accusations and shoot and stuff. You know, they say, oh, you know, they cheaters. Well, shoot, America's a cheater. Cheating forever.
Man, the biggest criminals, man, is in suit and ties.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, the biggest criminals is in suit and ties.
All right,
The ones with the tattoos.
Okay, shoot. So, you know, they say
that. They paper terrorists, man. They paper terrorists.
Come on, man. Yeah. Paper terrorists. Exactly, bro. But, you know, man, Suge Knight. This man right here is Suge. You know.
I seen a little picture, though. It looked like they was beating that nigga. Looked like he had no choice, man.
Oh, man,
the way
yeah.
He said it's like he ran over the nigga that was with him. You feel me?
Yeah.
He ran over the nigga that was with him.
Let's see.
They said it.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, he might not be able to get off
on that one. Nah, he's not going to get off on that one because that's, nah. Well, you know, he's charged with murder, attempted murder, for being arrested Friday, January 30th, on a murder charge regarding alleged involvement in a deadly hit and run of Tam Burgers near the 1200 block of West Roskins Avenue in Los Angeles, you know, according to ABC Channel7.com. And so, you know, his bail was revoked, too, on a $2 million bail. So he's going to be there for a while, and, you know, I don't wish nothing bad on Suge Knight. You know, Daz Dillon just called him the police. My cousin Daz, you know what I'm saying?
Don't
Daz,
know what that shit was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Daz don't like him anyway, so.
Them gangs is real, man.
Yeah, you
gangs
know.
Gangs is real, man.
Hey.
We lightly doing it around here, man. You
yeah.
In the city, man, I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying. I'd have been to Cali, man, and I was repping Kentucky. And I had a motherfucking Kentucky hat on. You hear me?
Right.
Nigga, these niggas was hopping off the motherfucking corners like 8-9 of them niggas. You hear me?
Right.
I went in Wendy's. They had a whole crew in there.
Oh, real.
With chicks too.
Oh Lord.
And I had my little blue,
uh-huh.
Had a K on that motherfucker though.
Hey.
But the reason why they didn't know I was from her because my goats, niggas don't wear goats and shit. They know I was from the South.
Yep.
Feel me? That's
yep.
What passed
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I
them
knew
West
it.
Coast
as I walked
cats.
In, I was like, shit.
Well, I had a similar situation like that, but that was in Louisville. You know, so this was a couple of derbies ago. I had my little red Echo shirt with some red white Barclays 360. 180s Barclays, okay? You know what I'm saying? It was a truck full of chicks banging on me. I'm out here by myself with some more chicks, you know what I'm saying? Just kicking it with them because my homegirls, these chicks riding around, throwing up they set, banging hard.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, let me get up out of Louisville.
Yeah. I don't think you should kill a nigga.
Nah, with no colors now. You know, we need to stop all
that. Money
this.
Shit, though, you
yeah.
Know. Money's rule of evil, so, you know, it put you in fuck up situations.
Yeah.
You gotta eat.
Man, you know what I'm saying? And anybody got any questions for my man Booney? Call in at 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? Give him a shout.
Hit
lady.
Him up, man. Let him know what you think.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you want to ask him, anything.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All you ladies out there want to ask any of us gentlemen? Any questions about our lives? We're glad to inform you about it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Call in. Let us know what you're doing for Valentine's. Man.
Yeah.
You know what's
sure.
Coming up, man.
You know.
Outside weekend, man. Everything's coming
somebody
up.
Somebody invite me to be their Valentine because I'm pretty much free. Ain't nobody gave me no confirmation number yet.
I don't do Valentine's Day.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
No, man, I ain't got no feelings, man. I don't like love.
Hey, love.
Love hurts. Yeah.
God bless. Woo-wee. We might have to have you on there when we have our Valentine's Day special with the guys and the girls, you know.
Nigga, I'm talking about
it. It hurts, boy.
Your family. Niggas you love. Your family will hurt you. Really.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not the females.
Yeah. You heard real talk right here. You know what I'm saying? So what's up?
They talked to the coach and Russell Wilson after the game and everything. So now they talking about they don't want to talk about the last play call of the, you know, the last 26 seconds of the Super Bowl, talking about, you know, was it the right decision or not.
They know it wasn't the right damn decision.
Since the nigga finished.
Come on, they gave him that play. They told him this is what you better do.
They was asking that question when the offensive coordinator yelled it off, or whoever yelled it off, offensive coordinator, coach, whoever. It was wrong once they knew it wasn't going to Marshawn Lynch.
No.
Yeah.
He got you there. He basically brought y'all way down the field, especially with he made a little beauty. You see a little beauty catch he had over on the side when they put him out to the.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all just didn't want this boy to have that MVP.
No, they didn't. They
Russell won. Wilson tweeted after the game. He told him, "I'm 26 years old. You know, one play ain't gonna define me." He said, "I'm gonna just come back next year and go harder."
That's true.
Them niggas supposed to win, man. For real.
Yeah,
ain't no way possible, man.
Yeah.
That's the
higher power.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it goes with the money and the power.
Yeah.
Who got the most? Who they weren't gonna let I knew they weren't gonna let the Seahawks win. For real. You know
if they would have won, man, they would have took that motherfucking quarterback through so much bullshit. Like they done Vic, all that shit, you feel me? They would have took him through some shit because he could take over their records and shit. You know what I'm saying? He can break all their records and they didn't want it like that.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, still might get on top of that, good,
they didn't want to be the reason for them going back-to-back because, you know, Tom Brady and them did it 1 year. And that was a big part of the, you know, the conversation, like, with the Seahawks, with the Seahawks win his back-to-back, or, you know, will Brady go ahead and win his fourth?
Man, they gonna break them niggas up, man.
Yep. Because they're too vocal. They don't want them to be, you know what I'm saying? When you too vocal of a black man as a unit, there's one. It's bad enough, but it's a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and they making stirs and ruffles within the media. Come on, man. They gotta separate them brothers from one another.
Let's go Willie Beeman on them, man.
Come on,
start,
man.
Start calling your own shit, man. Fuck
win
this shit. Get
win
your
it.
Ring.
Win at all costs.
Get
shoot.
Your ring, man.
Do
fuck
you want
them.
Win or do you want let these bookies, you know, dictate the game? Cause
come on.
That's
how it was. You know what I'm saying? Because you know somebody in Las Vegas had $12 million on the land.
Yeah.
I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do, you know, they ain't going to lose that $12 million because somebody going to get killed. All right? Just plain and simple. All right? Shoot.
Way more than that on the land.
Yeah. You know? So, hey, NFL, y'all can eat a
Yeah, college is the only pure shit, man.
Well, I don't even know about college nowadays.
I don't know, man.
That's
I've seen a
it's
couple.
Talent.
Of,
yeah, it's talent, but it's you know, ain't
a nigga fight all the way to. I mean, that championship game they might pay that shit off.
No, I don't think so.
A nigga fight through
that. That was Ohio State all day. Ohio State all day.
Me and him been having discussions about.
I'm talking about
game.
This basketball, man.
Speaking of basketball tonight,
7:30.
7:30.
It's
the cat.
About to come on in 15 minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
You will see them boys They playing on ESPNU.
Undefeated, man.
Undefeated. 21-0.
If they lose, they're going to lose like right before the tournament.
They
man.
Better if they're going
to
lose.
The niggas mad, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Calipari might do it on
Look,
purpose.
Man. It don't make no difference.
Or they might just be like UNLV. I hope they're going to win the whole thing and not be like UNLV when they got beat by Duke in 91, I mean. You know what I'm saying? That was my team. Shout out to Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogwin, Greg Anthony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a great team then. So, you know. But, man, your boy Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre got money. Money. I swear to God.
And beats, man.
It ain't
they've been going through it about the beats. Haven't they? Him and
the creator. Yeah.
Him and the dude that went in with him to
Dre
do
probably,
it.
Well, Dre probably did some, you know.
No, they said something about Boost or something like that.
Oh, he lay more money than rappers, man.
He come on, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
He getting money on everybody.
On everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, bro.
He producing and rapping, though.
When he produced, everybody go platinum, man. Come on.
He got the next Eminem right now coming up. My man Dr. Dre, the Diggy Doc, well, the doctor, he just sold his house for $32.5 million. He originally bought the 6-bedroom mansion in December 2011 for $15.4 million through a trust. According to property records, it was initially listed for $35 million when he put it up for sale. Woo! The mansion is 9,696,000 square feet. Now that's pretty big. Okay, overlooks downtown L.A. from the Hollywood Hills. You know what I'm saying, Dre? Hey,
so you saying he bought the house for $10,000 and it's now worth $35,000?
Well, he bought the house for $15,000
and it's now $30,000. That's how much he's worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
35.
He put his name on shit and he's going to make money, man.
Yeah.
He can drive a car. It's going to. Dr. Dre's
Come on.
Car. It's gonna,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Flip.
You know what I'm saying?
Two times over.
Easy. Come on. Andre Young, shout out to Dre. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Give me a job. Shoot, I need some of that bread like you, OG. For real. You know what I'm saying? That's real
power.
Sure,
man.
Yeah, man.
That's money.
Yeah, so that's real money. You know what I'm saying? He you know, I was looking at an interview with Master P in the Breakfast Club and you know, Master P still got bread. And people don't really realize, you know what I'm saying, Master P is still on the Forbes list of richest people in entertainment. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? P is still doing it like that. Hey, come on. Now, the man was just talking like
too much
he was so, you know, what I never did listen to his music. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a big Master P fan, but I respected his hustle because the man was out selling tapes in his trunk.
His first shit was dope. Man.
Yeah,
once
you know
he
what I'm saying?
Started flooding it and kept flooding it, and then shit got white.
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on,
was,
man.
It wasn't
I'm glad
prayer,
you
but,
I'm
but
glad you admit that.
Off,
a lot of people
won't.
Yeah,
every nigga was hungry off
come
the
on.
Dribble,
man. Yeah,
man. Don't touch the harmony, nigga.
Hey, yeah.
Niggas was hard off the dribble.
Yeah, they was.
Yeah, for real. Boy. I give it to Bone. Shout out to Bone, you know.
First of the month, man.
Yeah, and I just read an article that.
It's the first of the month right now.
Yeah, Busy Bone was upset that none of the Bone Thugs Harmony songs was in the top 100 songs of the 90s. Which they should have had a top 100 song.
Like oh, man, they should have had
three. At least.
It's more than three.
You know what I'm saying? First of the month and shoot. Hell, for the love of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And,
I mean,
you know, Crossroads.
Crossroads, yeah.
So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these
most definitely.
That was a crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They was
really,
yeah.
That's when the white people was like,
come on, man. Yeah.
They are talented.
Yeah. These guys sing, rap fast.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. So, you know,
oh, yeah, man.
It's
Bone
crazy
was
that
it.
They didn't get the recognition like they deserve because
they need it, man.
Yeah.
Listen to the lyrics, man.
Yeah, because I was listening to it. These guys had lyrics.
Man, yeah, most
like
of the time they don't even pay attention to lyrics, man. They just like your beat, and they be like,
"Come on!"
They think your beat's just supposed to get them hurt, man.
No,
man.
You gotta listen to what people
say. Nowadays it is. That's all niggas want is that beat.
Yeah. Beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody,
they want a cold
ain't
beat.
Ain't saying no cold lyrics. Ain't nobody dropping no
they
knowledge.
Shit, they ain't even pure artists. They ain't
Come
even
on,
talking
man.
About what they going through and nothing.
Right.
You know, that's why I like
and
then kill it.
You know what I'm saying? This man right here, I was peeping down his music and we sitting there talking and stuff on the phone and he got some story to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, to this man's lyrics. You know, go on YouTube, check out his YouTube channel. Go on there, support local hip-hop. Support local Kentucky hip-hop, all right, because we got too many cats at each other's throats that don't want to come together and show each other love. You know what I'm saying? For all you punk suckers that don't want to be on the show representing with DJ Slab or DJ Bird, a big middle finger to you anyway. Because we got real cats like my man right here coming on the show, showing us love, trying to drop his music because he's going to make it. And when he does, man, stay off his dick. Excuse me.
Yeah, man. I fuck with me, man.
Hey, come on,
everybody
man.
I know it, man.
Yeah, man.
I fuck with me, man. For real. All
right, you know what I'm saying? And everybody needs to, you know, stop hating on one another, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's enough money out here,
man, for years.
I always reached out and shit, man, when I first started, you hear me?
Yeah.
And, like, niggas didn't want to give you the nigga that had the beats. They didn't want to give you that nigga, you hear me?
Right.
Me, if you my nigga, I'm giving you everybody, nigga. I'm giving you my video dude, the DJs.
Come on, man.
Everything, nigga, let's get it together, you hear me? Dang. So, like, I don't fuck with niggas that I reached out to and didn't. My bad, didn't you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real, man, because I get it out the gutter, man. You got to think, man. You paying for the beat. The beat might go from 150 to 250 or something. It depends on your motherfucking producer. You got to go record it. You got to come up with the lyrics. You got to go record it. It's $40 just to record.
Right.
You got to get it mixed. It might vary from 75 to 150. You feel me? Then, shit, I'm shooting videos. So I'm doing all that with this one track, nigga. So I got 200-300 tracks, bro. So I'm really been out here, bro. Like,
yeah, I've seen that.
I ain't got no paperwork, man, since 2002. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
up,
really not playing. You hear me? I'm really out here, bro. I promise you. You hear me?
Right.
Out here, bro. In the worst scenarios, bro, you can ever think, bro. I can give you so many scenarios.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
What's up, man?
The guy that led you to the connection between us and you is a shout out to Guy House.
Guy House.
Honky Kong, go get it. It's dropping soon, man. We're going to have him back on the show. We actually going to have both of y'all on here one of these days, okay?
I thought he was going to.
He said he was going to be. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
shout out to the guy you listening, man.
Man, that's my dog, man.
Yeah, real good guy, you know. Just the 2 or 3 minutes that we first talked, we was like, hey, blase, blase, blase. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Bam, bam, bam. I like networking with real people. You know what I'm saying? You keep it real with a person. The person's going to show you so much more love than you can ever imagine.
You got no other choice but to.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
my man,
I mean,
real.
It starts with the respect, man.
Yeah, dog. Give one another's respect. Respect each other's hustle for one damn thing.
I mean,
everybody don't have the same hustle.
Yeah.
Okay? But just be on your own hustle.
Yeah.
All right? Real talk. Because there's a lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing so many, you know, people biting our style right now. You know, what our little podcast and try to put local artists out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We was the originators of this.
Mm-hmm.
We still doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? All you cat ass haters out there, you know what I'm saying? Get off our. Go do making room.
Thing,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, man. You doing something.
Yeah,
you
doing something. We doing something.
Harder,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know my man right here, he. Shit. My dude right here, he's making it happen,
man.
Too.
There's a whole lot of people lack of originality anyway.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, man, you got to have it. You got to have it.
You know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, hey, I really respect my man right here with your music right here because it's street, you know, it's Kentucky bred, and, you know, we got to keep on supporting local artists. I felt like when I was hearing, like, they talk about how Atlanta support their own artists, like Houston support their own artists, like Chicago support their own artists.
Yeah.
That's what Lexington and that's what Louisville
need
needs to do.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Spread,
regardless,
though.
You know.
Need that, man.
the state of Kentucky you represent.
Right now, that's the day. Right now, nigga, if we had that unity as another city here, bro, we all good.
Yeah, dog. See, that's the thing about it. We ain't got no unity.
It's like everybody's in a race to make it first. You know what I mean? I want to get there first and bring the light. I want to be first, nigga. That was, you know what I'm saying?
You can't always be first.
Yeah.
You can't always be first.
Shine on your whole crew.
Yeah, man.
Shine on everybody, man.
Right.
Shine on everybody, man.
And, you know what I'm saying? And some more news. Teenager was killed after acting out lyrics to Waka Flocka Flame record Bustin' at him off his 2010 album Flocka Valley. All right, Douglas Trey Winslow, a 17-year-old teenager, was shot and killed recently by a 22-year-old named Rodney Clay Patrick Jr. While the two were reportedly acting out lyrics to Waka Flocka Flame's Bustin' at him, according to World Star Hip Hop, the incident happened on Patrick's home in Marion Island, Florida, this past Monday. That's crazy, you know what I'm saying? You over here playing with guns, you know what I'm saying? You that old, you're a man. I mean, you're a 17-year-old. You should know better to be playing with guns, especially to a 22-year-old. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
well, both of y'all, you know, that's just crazy. Plus, you rap into it too with guns, and then what's up with hip hop? Have we really got these kids' minds real messed up or what, bruh?
Hey, man, it's like you gotta adapt, bruh. You gotta adapt, man. You gotta think like our era was our era. I mean, this new era, man. These little young motherfuckers, they nuts, man.
Yes.
They crazy, man.
They're nuts.
You know what I'm saying? I used to be crazy when I was young. I feel them, but they on a whole nother level now. Bro.
Yeah, like they on the jackass shit. Yeah. Like, they're really crazy. Like, they don't give a, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about this? 90 babies. Man.
Yeah, oh, God.
Talking about 90 babies, bro. Come on, man.
You know, it was bad with the 80s babies, with the crack babies.
Yeah, the crack babies was in the 80s.
Yeah,
man.
But 90s babies, 80s.
The 90 babies, man, it's them babies that was raising babies.
Come on.
That was babies then. Yeah. And didn't get the knowledge. At the end of the day, it's knowledge. You feel me? As a black people, man, you need to know your knowledge of who you are, man.
Yes.
That's who you are, man. And then you will value you more. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't just want to go kill a nigga just because his shoes is like, ghetto, he fucked your bitch. Or, I'm sorry for this language, but it's real. You feel
right.
me? But you don't want to do that, man, because we done came so far, man. We was kings and queens,
hey,
man.
That's what's up.
Had
yeah,
all the diamonds,
like,
all the land, you know what I'm saying? All that good shit, you feel me? We come over here, we become slaves. We carry around this Bible. I don't believe in too much of that.
Yeah.
I know that's a story.
Was,
you know,
that was just the plot to get us enslaved anyway. Like, they gave us the Bible.
We don't know each other's worth,
our land, so.
If they knew knowledge of us, man, we wouldn't kill each other like that.
Right, we wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us, OGs, like ourselves, us three black men that's over 30 or 30 years old. We got to teach the youth, you know what I'm saying? Without teaching and educating the youth, they're not going to pass on our wisdom, guys, to the next generation. And that's why our generation now is so in scrambles right now.
That's why we got to encourage them, man.
Yeah, dog. You know,
encourage
them to do right.
Encourage them to stay in sports because, like, once they stay in sports and stuff, you know, they got to
keep
their grades up.
Yeah, because
so,
that'd,
you know,
keep them out of trouble. Yeah,
yeah, it would. So,
you know,
we got to, you know, we just got to stay on them, man, you know. I mean, they just need somebody around them telling them, like, you can do it, and, I mean.
It starts from the home, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no kids, but I got little homies and nieces and like I said, my friends' kids. You know, I treat them like they're my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm constantly asking them, how your grades? Let me see your grades. Let me, you know what I'm saying?
I do it, too.
Get them in the head because I want to know what's happening. Cause
what
I'm
you do today?
Too.
Tell me what you learned today.
What you learned today.
You know what I'm saying?
Future,
yeah,
though,
man, because if we're not teaching the youth, shoot.
They going to grow up doing the same shit.
The same shit. Like
even
you're
worse,
doing now.
Man.
Yeah, worse,
like,
you know.
Like a nigga video I got, man. It's a father and son story, man. He done what he done. And his son didn't have him around. He done what he done, but even worse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Give the name of the title of the song that you was just referring to.
It's a nigga, man.
Okay.
N-I-G-G-A-H. All
right.
You hear me,
okay.
Man? Check that joint out.
Check him out.
Story, man. Check that joint out, man.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of our history, you know what I'm saying? Happy Black History Month.
Yes, it's February.
The people that made this history, you know what I'm saying? It's just not February. Black History Month, year round.
Everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? It's on a daily, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the origins of Black History. The origins of Black History Month lay in early 20th century historian Carter G. Woodson's desire to spotlight the accomplishments of African Americans. Mainstream historians left out African Americans from narrative of American history up until the 1960s, and Woodson worked his entire career to correct this blinding oversight. His creation, Negro History Week, in 1926, paved the way for the establishment of Black History Month in 1976. And that's your Black History Month fact.
Black, you know, history, what I'm saying? Man.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give y'all some Black history.
Yeah, drop some knowledge on
it. Who's the first Black president?
Oh, it was on the $2 bill, but I can't remember his name.
John Hanson. Yeah. You bright.
John, a lot of Hanson, people don't know that. It wasn't Obama.
Even George Washington. So it was seven presidents before that. The first Black president was John Hanson.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to tell you that.
Nah,
school.
Go get on that $2 bill and pull out that magnifying glass.
Hey,
and look at that,
you know,
little nigga that
looks
like
he's
gray.
I like how his brother's talking. You know what time it is.
Sure is, man.
You got to have knowledge of self, and you got to have street wisdom, okay? For all you cats out there doing what you do, if you don't have no knowledge of yourself, get out the game.
Man,
well, you shouldn't even be the game,
I mean,
in the game regardless.
Yeah, I mean,
cause you know what's
everybody
happening.
Got street sense, man. If you got that book sense,
come
man,
on,
then you
have book sense. Don't be
juggling it, man. You
don't be
fooled.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to have it both.
The streets, but you see me right to it at the same time.
Yeah, we're not saying that you don't need this, you know, the street sense. You need both of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you out there in the streets, you're going to need them street sense to understand, like, what people are trying to do. And But you also need the book sense, you know what I mean? Because, like, with the book sense,
a lot of people wouldn't know.
It gets you where you need to be.
It's more complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's all, like the man said, it was not, all these facts weren't known.
Yeah,
people wouldn't, all the great accomplishments
that
Black
people. If you look them up right now, they deleted all the sites.
Yeah,
they,
come
you
on.
Know, they don't want you to know.
Nah, they don't want you to know all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so that's your Black History fact, okay? We're going to have weekly Black History facts.
So you
on
know.
Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slam.
And you know, we got our education. Get yours.
Come on, man. I'm still educating myself.
I mean,
I don't never stop. Cause
who's younger than me, you know, y'all smarter than us. Because as it goes on, y'all learn about the stuff that we learned about, plus the more.
Yeah.
Plus more, you know, the stuff that's coming out now. You know, we just know about the stuff, you know, really about the stuff that came out with us.
Right.
Y'all smarter than us, man.
Yeah.
Smarter.
Use it to y'all's advantage, man.
You know what I'm saying? They are so... You know, the thing about it, you can't tell nobody if they're already conditioned in what they believe and you try to educate them, it's so hard to educate them than it is to somebody that don't know no better. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If they're groomed and taught, like, you know what I'm saying, like you said, with the Bible and stuff.
I be trying to help it.
Yeah.
Oh, man out, bro. They be getting out, man. I be like, man, peep out game, man, for you. Don't go back and waste your time in that jail, man. I be trying to keep my niggas out. That's the reason why they respect me, man.
Right, man.
I mean, you got to be like that, man.
Yeah, you know, you can't.
You got to be like that.
A whole lot of niggas is going to tell you, go get that bread. And,
you know,
I'm going to tell you the real part of it, man. You know, you got to stay out here.
Yeah, you got to stay free because, you know,
going back
they make more money off you
state,
inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard, bro.
Come on.
As far as us, man.
Yeah, we got the highest incarceration rate. Okay?
On,
the state of Kentucky, for all you that don't know, the incarceration rate of Kentucky is the highest in the whole U.S. of A.
Yeah.
We're higher than China. Do you believe that? State of Kentucky penitentiary incarceration rate is high. Higher than the whole country. So, what they're telling you?
Come on, man.
They make more money off of you.
Against our lives, man.
Yeah.
And then you got your boy, Jordan. He ain't going to do nothing but invest into the jails.
No, I don't believe that story. That story is false right there. I read that same story. I'm gonna have to correct you.
I'm gonna have to correct you because I did. It was written.
He got too much money
with
to go
Michael
through.
Jordan.
But you okay?
I was just trying to make sure.
No,
the same.
We ain't gonna give out no business.
It is.
More they lock us up, more money they get paid.
Well, you know what they got invested in the record industry, the record company. See, that's what people fail to realize. You know what I'm saying? While we was pushing out that street stuff, they encouraging more street stuff, so they can encourage us to do crimes. So we are in jail so they can make more money hands over fist. All right? You know what I'm saying? So who's losing? We are.
Yeah.
We're losing at the art that we created.
Right.
That we're passing on to generation to generation, and they're using it against us. That's the sad part about
that's
it.
That's how you go at it, though.
Yeah.
You know,
but you can't let them. You can't.
You got to talk to niggas on their level, man, because niggas, they like for you to talk to them on their level. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
So I talk to them on their level. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to try to give you something to think about at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, and hey, that's the sad part about it. We don't want to listen to Hans Tan. You know what I'm saying? We think one another is too damn smart for our own good, or
yeah, man.
We're doing this.
You
know?
Got, like, when people's telling
you.
Yeah, when people's talking to you, man, just listen, man.
Just listen.
I mean, like they say, man, you can learn something from a dummy, too. So if you feel like they're a dummy, man, you can learn something from them, too.
All day long.
I mean.
All day long, brother.
I learned something from drunk.
Each one teach me.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
To be drunk and shit.
Come on.
They don't be talking outside their head, but I'll sit back and listen. I guarantee you, you'll make something out of one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You know, something they say going to make sense. You feel me?
Speaking of the drunk, this guy in my neighborhood, rest in peace to Jimmy Mack. Jimmy Mack always said this, one will ever know. That whole little saying, one will ever know. Always stick in my head, you know what I'm saying? If there's a situation that you don't really want, don't know about, one will ever know. You know, certain things, one will ever know. A drunk man, drunk talk guy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're joining the show, checking us out, you know what I'm saying? It goes like this every week, you know. So if we try and get a couple of strippers in here, from, you know, somebody want to, you know, come in here and talk to us. Ladies, if y'all interested, call in or join us.
Tell us where you dancing at the night.
Yeah.
And we'll let the
gentlemen
know.
Yeah. Gentlemen or ladies, because, you know, a lot of ladies be going to strip clubs, too. Yeah. I like going to strip clubs with girls anyway.
I call them innocent bastards, you hear me?
There you go. Call them
innocent bastards, man.
They
in there for no reason, you hear me? Why they in there?
You know why they in there. They in there for the same thing.
You go holler at. Fuck the strippers.
Yes.
The bitches is in there,
come
bro.
Come on, man. Exactly.
They come in there for the same thing the strippers is in there, trying to get them.
The ball.
Trying to get everybody's bread.
Uh-huh.
Who am I going to get some bread from tonight so I can pay my bills?
Most Pam Horn is motherfucker. That's
yeah.
why they
want it. Yeah, sure. Like I said, I'm in the food service industry, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, hey, you want the meat? Get the slab, all right?
Everything.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? My man Luda, you know what I'm saying, he just got custody of his 1-year-old daughter. But the prosecutor used his lyrics from I Don't Give Up against him, you know what I'm saying, stating that these girls be acting shy, but you just ain't afraid to show it. The lawyer read, quoting Luda's verse, I got all this money, I'm damn sure finna blow it, because she asked me for a drink, and I'm damn sure finna pop it. Oh, poet. Okay. I'm going to make it strong. Said she like it fruity. In another 30 minutes, I'll be feeling on her booty. an hour after that, I have her twisted like a cyclone, legs wrapped around me till she squeezed me like a python. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's I can't. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's just rambling.
It's like, yes, you know, the court system will use your freedom of speech against you.
All day long.
They say you got freedom of speech, but if you express yourself freely, you don't have no freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is up with that?
You got to risk it, though.
Yeah, you know, that's ridiculous. You know? And,
That little shit I got with Guy House, I risked it. My freedom of speech on that one, man. First 4 miles.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever y'all if y'all do a video or whatever, you more than welcome to come back on the show. We already gonna say it.
Yeah, anytime you got something hot, new, you wanna drop, you bring it to the show, man. We
definitely coming, man.
Yeah.
It's coming. I got another one that's called Nothing. It's already shot, man. I'm just waiting on the track to come back.
Okay. We always want to hear some good music,
Make sure when you get it, we'll
play it.
Bring
it
past.
Everything, you know what I'm saying? That's what people fail to realize. We do play music, too. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to come on, just do the commentary or showcase your music regardless, because we're here just to showcase our talents and showcase the local artists' talents, too, because... You know what I'm saying? Without one another, you know what I'm saying? We got 18 minutes, brother.
18 minutes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It don't take that long, man. You know what I'm saying? Once you get in the flow of things, it goes smoothly, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's our, fifth show of doing an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? We've had great experiences. We started off 15 minutes, then to 30 minutes, to an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying, like rappers, we got to practice our art, too.
Yeah, get done with it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know.
So, what? You got anything else you working on or got any other people featuring on your track or anything?
I got, like, shit. These are niggas y'all might not even heard of, man. I fuck with this underground, man, but I fuck with, like... I got BME, man. That's like a team, man. Shout out to BME, man. My nigga Leaks, you hear me? That's like, he's all the way in North Carolina. That's like a team from her. You know what I'm saying? The same niggas that we grew up with. We just spread it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They was always serious. I was always on some other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But we finally linked back up.
Okay.
That's what's up, man.
We got to make something happen.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You got any shows coming up?
I think I'm gonna fuck with that motorcycle club over at the Royal Lounge. I think on 21st or some shit, man. My dudes, I think it's a birthday party over. They trying, I'm probably gonna sneak in that door and go on to. They already asked me and shit, but I got something else coming because I be doing like live bands and shit. Damn.
Right. Okay. That's what's
up. I bring live bands from like Maysville and shit like that. Down here too, man. Shit, this we make some money on some extra shit. It's good shit though. Y'all need to check that out too, man.
Okay, man.
TDs, man.
Hey, shout out to TD, the OG.
Yes,
TD, you know, I spent so many.
Yeah, I remember the
great night,
the great old spot down on Second.
Oh God, oh Lord, so many great nights.
That was the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I used to go down there, go meet up with my cousin. My cousin Marco, shout out to Marco. Fish back, my cousin. Family.
That's family right there.
We gonna discuss it off her.
Like
I said, I gotta watch what I say too.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to fam. Pearl.
You know what I'm saying? It's cuz right there.
Yeah, that's the family. And so, man, so many nights, so many ladies. The Eastside girls love old DJ Slam. They love me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That was when I was, you know, double hood rats and stuff, you know. I know
it's just like another thing.
Yeah,
like
you had to graduate your game
like
up.
The gate shit, you hear me? Like,
yeah.
We can't have nothing, man.
Man,
come on.
Right.
We got a nigga down here, man, fucking with us, man. This is the first time we got another big artist that's fucking with us. And we gonna show off and shoot another nigga. Like, he ain't coming back, nigga.
No,
he's fucking
not
up everything else for the future.
Yeah, he's risking his life, nigga, come here to, you know, do something for y'all, do something good for y'all, and y'all gonna.
What he's talking about is Kevin Gates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Kevin Gates concert was shot up, and Kevin Gates kept on rapping.
BWA, man.
Crazy, though. You know, that was crazy, though.
That was, you
caught.
Know what I'm saying? That's hip-hop.
Crazy,
you know, I mean, you know, people you got mad
people
about
run,
it.
Though.
Yeah. But you see some of them less right here. Papa Selfie's there.
Like,
man, he's still rapping. Yeah.
Hey, there's a couple of shots.
Man,
it's crazy, man, how we can't never have nothing, man, because y'all just want act the fool, man.
It's like you got to show off, man.
For what?
Females, man.
All these
go
females.
Go and have you a good
these
time.
These females
most
come
these,
to the club for y'all to
with
see them.
Females, man.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas die with females, man. Hey, man, stop killing each other over this pussy, bro. Please
God,
stop
please,
doing this shit.
Please.
Man.
Please.
If you killing a nigga, you hating another nigga over one piece of pussy, nigga, it means you ain't getting none, nigga. Go get you some pussy, man. Stop fucking killing another nigga over that weak ass shit and get you some money. That's the real thing.
I've been threatened. Because
they going to go for that money. Trust me.
Fool with these skeezers.
Don't matter if you buying them and tricking on them and doing whatever.
If another
dude's, you know, throwing cash, your girl's going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, point blank.
Get locked up.
Girls love money,
gone.
Fam. They just want you buy them things,
yeah.
Buy them gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't buy girls gifts and do all that, they're just going to wait till the next person comes up and offer it to them, and they're going to go for it. I mean,
there it goes.
Cause
I mean, you
don't
know, it doesn't happen to all of us.
I mean,
it's sorry that
you got to be in a relationship that you can only get a girl if you got money, but, I mean, it shouldn't be like that. But
it's the simple fact that it is that
it's
way.
It's the way of the world, man. You know,
man.
Girl, dudes are not ready and, you know, start doing it for them now, and that's what they expect and think it's what you're supposed to do. Like, no, relationship is a relationship. I mean,
it's
50-50,
you think,
man.
It does, but...
Y'all think it 80-20 is working out now? It's got
to
be 50-50.
I'm tired of 60-40
like
or 70-30.
Nah, it's 80-20. Only thing they giving you, fam...
Is the poo-poo
and a mouthful of stuff that you don't even want her.
On,
just
man.
Won't be smart. They'll pick an argument just so they can get you into buying them something. So if you don't buy them nothing, then, I mean, you know, I'll go get the next person to buy it.
Well,
come
no,
on,
then,
man.
Ho! No.
It shouldn't be like that, though.
No, you got to think.
Yeah,
man, females,
oh,
man,
boy.
Them pretty females, they don't know how to react to no because they so pretty.
Another thing, pretty females don't know how to react to a good dude.
Yeah,
that's one thing I learned. Like,
you know
what I'm saying? Like,
y'all go for these dudes. Is going y'all gonna mess with for a couple weeks and stuff, and then they gonna do nothing but cheat on you because you out here, you know, being hot or you know trying to.
They caught you at the cave.
Yeah.
Oh, the fox trap. Oh, wearing relics.
I understand it, man.
You know.
Come on, man.
No,
I'm gonna tell y'all, man.
I love y'all,
woman,
women. But
rest in peace, man. He told me every woman's an angel. You heard me? Even if they fuck. You're not right, you feel me? But you can still find some good out of them.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And use them for that good. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's true. That's
so
true.
You
know. You
heard me? They sometimes, right now, y'all lost, man. Y'all got to get
lost. Well, they're lost because we're lost. That's the main thing.
It really is.
Getting them books.
For real, because we're lost. That's why they're lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We set example to the women. So if we're giving them examples of who we are, then what are we?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I hate to say it.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're approaching 10 minutes at the end of the show. You know, if anybody's out there want to call, give us a call, 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? And, man,
I'm about to call her myself.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop tripping. You know, we need some callers. All right, you know,
man,
and
I'm about to call my nigga guy, man.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
My boy Webby, he done really basically chose his alliance between Birdman and Lil Wayne and said that anybody got that beef with Birdman, I don't know what's going on, but if anybody else with Birdman, I'm riding NIGGA Savage Life. You know, that's what he posted. You know what I'm saying? Showing his affiliation with Birdman. And he said him and Birdman been tight forever, you know. Birdman and Lil Wayne is going through a tragedy of sort. A tragedy of a pimping.
Young Thug's out, man.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Take Lil Wayne in the back seat.
Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He got him a new house. You know, put his old hoe to the back seat. He got a new hoe.
Man, look.
You know,
I'm going to tell you this.
That's
man.
What a pimp does. He pimp Lil Wayne.
Wayne's the coldest, man.
He's the coldest, but he's straight up pimp Wayne. And Wayne knows it. I hate to say it. Wayne realized that.
Wayne's the coldest, man. Young Thug ain't going to be no Wayne, man.
No,
I mean,
cause
he's not going to be no Wayne, fam. I'm going to tell you that now. But, I mean, you know, Birdman is trying to put together another little squad. You know, he started with a Rich Homie and a Young Thug, you know, Rich Gang, trying to branch out because Lil Wayne did his little thing with, you know, Young Money. So he's trying to find a way to get some more money. He know if he mess it up with Wayne, I mean, all them is gone.
Well, this is what I'm going to say about that whole situation.
And two of the biggest artists,
okay.
Drake and Nicki's going too. So,
you know, he's Birdman's going to lose more than anything. And so, okay, all right. My man said when he come back from the restroom, he's going to spit that hot 16. Y'all better get ready. You know what I'm saying? And back to what I was saying, Birdman is like the biggest pimp in music right now, especially with hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? He's like an evil leprechaun. He wants that money. He's so ready for that gold. And what he did to many of his artists kept them high and just, you know, basically almost drove them into financial ruins. Instead of helping these young brothers, he pretty much scarred these young brothers. Because, you know, you got with, look, what, a BG. He was feeding BG heroin and such. And, you know, it's crazy.
Like buying them houses, chains,
yeah,
and cars and stuff like. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I know you trying to bless them and stuff, but, like, they need money, man. They got kids,
money.
Too, man.
Yeah.
They need money, man, so they can be able to live. Y'all trying to bird feed them, man. Can't keep doing that.
Right. You know, so, we got a caller. Hold on one second, man. Hello, you on the air?
Hey, what up, man? This guy House, baby.
What up, guy? What's good, homie?
Man, I called in all that Boney, man. See how y'all was doing, man.
Man, we doing wonderful, man. How about yourself, dog?
Did great, man. Listen to the program. Hey, what y'all? I was wanting to holler at Boney, man. Ask him a question for the public,
well,
man.
Well, hold on one second, because he just stepped to the bathroom real quick.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what's up, man?
Shit, just chilling, man. You know, same old stuff. You know, every day. Blessed to have the health of our children and family.
Right, man. You didn't have to work tonight?
Nah, I'm. Yeah. I'm working. I'll let the kid.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Oh, man.
Ask
you know
what
that,
you need to ask him, man. Here
yeah,
he is.
Man. We got the legend, Mr. Guy House, on the phone.
What up, big dog?
Bodie, man. What up, Bodie?
How you doing, man?
Shit, you know, man. Punches the clock, man. Hey, check game, man. I want you to holler at the public, man. Tell everybody what we got in store, man. What you gonna do? What's your next play out here in the music world?
Hey, man. We pretty much wrapped all that up, but you feel me? What you doing tonight, nigga? What you about to do? you know what's happening.
you want to go out to the city bar or something?
Yeah, man. You know what's up, man. See what's happening, man.
Right.
Watch this game, too.
Yeah, so this game girl, it's a halftime right now.
What?
It's halftime already?
Yeah, it's halftime right now.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up when I get out of here. You heard?
Okay, bro. Hit me up. You heard? Y'all be careful, man. All right,
man. Guys. Thank you.
I'll be straight.
All right, Sloop. Peace.
Yeah.
Sloop.
Elder Man got house. You know what I'm saying? Honky Kong coming soon. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? Another man that got spot fire. You know what I'm saying? And a man said he got some fire to spit on y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just let him go ahead and grace the mic. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit back and let my man spit a couple of verses, all right?
Yeah, I might spit a couple of them, man. I'm going to go from song to song or some shit.
Okay.
Shit, this was one I wrote to my uncle, you feel me, when he died. It's like a letter to him. I'm just basically telling him what was going on within the last 6 months or whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel my famous nerd, but my uncle just died. They say that angels heard, but only for a matter of time. But real niggas are the fans. A straight shot to my throat, smoke his corner, man. And your son faces 25. They said he killed my cousin, but on the other side. So that means my pain is equal. My cousin's killing cousins. I wish that I could change my people. But for real, though, my pain is lethal. I'ma keep painting pictures, making my paper legal. And all these niggas liars, and all these niggas see through. But when I fucking die, I hope again that I can see you. And my bruh locked up again, that's a relief. I'd rather see him locked up and dead out in the streets. That crack monkey seem like a monkey he can't beat. And I keep praying to myself that he can't be this weak. But I still got faith in him. Until he gets straight, I'ma take care of his little one and teach him things we weren't taught when we was little kids. I'm hoping he ain't running with the same niggas we run with. Or get caught up in this dumb shit. A silly ass chart could be a convict. And these hoes, I don't really need them. I'm worrying about my family and how I'm gonna feed them. Bonnie, man, you feel me?
That's real spit right there, you know.
That's real life,
that man,
right?
That man just spoke to the heart, you know. That's why I like this man, you know. Go support this man's shit, all right? Go get his music, all right? You know, enough respect, bro. Salute. Salute, brother. You know, we...
I felt that right there. Man. BLB, man. The Bonnie Channel, man. Tune in, man. You're missing out if you ain't tuned in.
Okay,
you
know what I'm saying? That was real spit right there, brother. You know, y'all need to stop sleeping on him, okay? Because he great come out. Y'all great try to get a record. Y'all better gonna get a record with him. I'm gonna tell you now.
I'm working though. All right. Got me working though.
Okay.
Man. Don't stunt, man. All
right. You know what I'm saying?
Working though right now.
All right. You know that was some heat right there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you came through, brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout out once again, Guy House. You know what I'm saying? For hooking us up with one another. You know what I'm saying? It's always great to meet some real cats, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if you're streets or from the suites, we all one and same, all right? You know what I'm saying? Come together, one another, because, hey, this is all we got, you know? We work for a common cause for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We try and get a career in, and you trying to create a career for it.
Yeah.
So, hey,
we all need each other, man,
you know? Stop stunting one another.
Most definitely, man.
And you know what I'm saying? You got any big plans for the weekend, bro?
Shit. I can't even think of the weekend.
Take one day at a time.
Yeah,
I hear you,
well,
bro.
If you're listening to the show still. Man, UK is now playing.
Okay.
Man, tune in. ESPNU. Watch your boys. They playing Georgia.
Bulldogs.
Watch your boys. Cheer them on. Let them know, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got any big plans, homie?
Man, I really can't say right now. I go as the day go by,
same,
man.
Yeah.
I mean,
right, like a
soundtrack. I mean,
because
I don't like making plans, and then, like, when the time comes, you're like, dang, I can't even do it. I got to back out.
Right.
So I don't make them, man, until, you know,
right,
until the time comes,
man,
because I don't want to back out of nothing, man.
Yeah, for everybody that tuned in tonight, thank you for listening to another great show, Talking Hip Hop with DJ Trav.
Appreciate y'all.
Along
too,
with DJ Bird with Sports, man. My man came through, Bonnie came through, blessed us with some real heat. You know what I'm saying? Help out one another. Peace, love, and happiness. Stay free and stay awake. All right? And we gone. Peace. Yeah.